Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus here at Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. As a quick review of our last show, we covered how to share your life with positive people, how to tap into the universal power, and how to use focus to direct your mind into creative thinking and taking immediate action. You are the secret when you internally start taking the actions required to attract success. Let me start by congratulating you if you've been taking actions to build your dream life. Sometimes we're so focused on taking the next step or planning where we're going that we have a tendency to take for granted what has been accomplished. Take a few minutes and think about what you've done over the last 6 months. Start with the simple things first, then look at the major accomplishments. Wow was the only word that came to mind when I looked back. Taking action is one of the fundamental keys to having success, and this week, while researching on the internet, I was reminded of just how important learning the basics really are. You see, I had missed a couple of steps some months ago and didn't realize it until I started doing research this week. Now, you and I both know that the foundation is very important in determining the strength of a building. What happens when changes are made in the construction phase without examining the effect on the foundation? As an example, let's just say we're building a single-story home. We complete the foundation and get it framed in. Then a decision is made to add a second floor without making any structural changes. Bad idea, right? Now think about how many times you've purchased equipment or furniture for a small project, got it home, poured out all the pieces, and started putting it together without reading the instructions. Did you say to yourself, "I'll read them if I can't figure this out"? Those were two examples to simply say that it's okay to read the instructions, to slow down, to make changes, or strengthen your foundation before moving forward. This week was an aha week for me because I slowed down and realized more changes are needed in light of the economy and world events. I started with the basics, and in that process, I found the HOPE program. I want you to take out a pen and paper if you don't have one already and write this web address down. It's www.willyouhope.com. Write that web address down, and I'll give it to you one more time. That's www.willyouhope.com, willyouhope.com. HOPE stands for Helping Other People Excel, and I highly recommend that you visit this site and check it out. Now, back to the basics. The financial world as we know it is in shambles. And the rescue plans, in my opinion, they're really needed to bring temporary stability. The global economy crisis is affecting everyone in some form or fashion, and our personal maturity and inner peace will determine how we adjust to the impacts on our life. Jobs are being cut, businesses closed, increase in food and gas prices, and credit requirements are affecting all of us. The majority of people's lives throughout the world will change over the next couple of years, and having a positive outlook and knowing that you have what it takes to continue toward building your dream life in spite of what's happening in the outer world will make a huge difference. It's really easy to get caught up in all the negative things and listening to the doom and gloom and think to yourself, "I'm not going to make it." But that's not true. If you haven't already done so, map a strategy as to what you can do in a worst-case scenario. Once you have this plan in place, it's time to look for opportunities to connect to others by providing help to the less fortunate and providing a valuable service that everyone may need. Use your creative energies to continue your journey of living your dream life. Don't wait to make positive changes. Make the changes and practice them daily to make them belong to you. In the past, we've talked about the powers of intention and the role it plays in our life. There are three important things that must take place in order for us to move forward. One, you must have a desire to make things happen. Two, you have to believe things will happen. And three, you must expect things to happen. before we get into these, let me ask you a couple of questions. One, are you content with your current life? And two, do you really desire much more than what you already have? Let's look at the power of desire and wanting to make things happen. You have a right to choose what you want in your life, what you're going to have in your life, and what you bring into your life. This is your right. When you have a strong desire, you will find a way to make things happen that will move you closer to your goals. It's a known fact that failing your way to success is a proven strategy, because in order to fail, you have to be taking actions. And if you're taking actions, you're going to reach your goal. Desire is the first key to attracting good things in your life and can be accomplished in several ways. One, mental visions. Use a dream board to help you focus. Two, daily visualizing your goals and attaching positive emotions to them. And three, using physical anchors as reminders for taking daily actions. Once your desire is strong enough to attract what you want, then the second step is to believe that you can have it. Being blessed with a wonderful mind gives us the ability to most often determine what we bring into our life. When we think and focus on good, good things come our way. And when we focus and worry about what can go wrong, guess what? Things often go wrong. And sometimes when things are going perfect, we are often thinking that this is too good to be true and start doubting ourselves. What you believe is crucial in achieving your goals. Gandhi once said, "The man I want to become, if I believe myself to be, I will become." Belief is a powerful tool, and there are many instances where belief has led to amazing recoveries from illnesses. It has helped the underdog teams win, and it has been combined with desire to bring amazing results by attracting the right people, circumstances, or events into your life. It's recommended to effectively use this powerful tool, you first grow and train your belief system to become stronger by setting and achieving smaller goals. Every time you hit a smaller goal, your belief system will grow. When you hit the next goal, it will get stronger. And the next one, it'll get even stronger. As your belief system grows, your goals will become bigger and better. Once you've reached your goals, you'll find that the process of believing combined with desire is a winning combination. Your outcome, a positive expectation, is the third step in this process. Expecting positive outcomes for the smaller goals help train your mind to expect positive outcomes for all your goals. It's entirely possible to desire and believe that something will happen without expecting it to happen. Your lack of positive expectation may cause the desired result to not take place. As an example, would you loan money to a friend hoping to get it back but not expecting it to be paid back? Probably not. Even though you had an agreement with that friend that the loan would be paid back on Friday, it doesn't happen. Now, if you're stressed and worried about the money being paid, your negative feelings may be keeping the money away from you. When you have developed the proper mindset for positive expectations, you are able to relax and let the power of expectation work for you. At times like these, set the expectation for that amount of money to come to you and go about your business and let the universe fill your order. Desire, believe, and expect to attract positive outcomes in everything that you do. In all competitive sports, there are examples of winning and losing by fractions of a second or by the smallest margins. Every competitor understands that desire means many hours of preparations and practice to put you in contentions to win. Belief means preparing mentally and physically to excel, and the expectation is to reach the end result by doing whatever it takes to have positive results. Winning is the expectation, and losing is only acceptable when you know you've done your very best. The present world conditions will test our core beliefs and will offer opportunities to those of us looking to make positive changes to have their dream life. I wish I could say it will be easy, but I can't. Creative positive thinking and joining others on the same journey will play a major role in achieving success in tighter markets. Buckle your seatbelt, strap on your life vest as we start navigating through uncharted waters. Keep this one thought in mind. Quitting is not an option. Our focus today was to evaluate where we are in our life, to review and update our survival plan, and to review the power of desire, belief, and positive expectations. You have the ability to reach out and touch someone and share your good fortunes and blessings with them. I'm asking you to spread the word about Me and Power Talk Radio to all of your friends and family, and I invite you to go to www.menpowerradio.com, that's MENPOWERRADIO.com, to share your comments with us. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower-radio.com, that's womenpowerradio.com, with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.